Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
The Raiders are catching it, man. They lost their coach.
Yep.
Then they lose Henry Ruggs III because he was racing drunk and hit somebody at 156 miles an hour, lost her life, and that was just last week.
Yeah.
And now they've cut Damon Arnett because he was popping off on IG threatening to kill somebody with a gun.
What?
There was footage that he put up on his social media. He was showing three different kinds of weapons. While telling somebody, I swear to God, I'll kill you, blank, on everything I love, I'll kill you. I mean, you've seen it. You've seen people doing it on social media. It's basically, but you're not one of the Raiders, like, leaders. General manager Mike Mayock said it was a very difficult decision, but the team could not tolerate that video that went up. He's now the second player from that draft class to be released after Henry Ruggs.
Oh, my goodness.
Bro, what are you doing?
What a mess.
You posted that online for everybody to see.
It's so popular. Like, this is one of the moments where you end up saying something that's dumb that's going on out there, and you start sounding like you're hating. But this is a big homie moment. Stop putting things on the internet. Like, don't threaten anybody is a whole different conversation that you need to have with somebody who's important in your life. But whatever it is that you're choosing to do, don't put it a threat to somebody on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, your lawyer would tell you don't do that.
Because
your lawyer's on your side.
Right.
Whenever you believe something that your lawyer would say,
yes,
that's usually something you should listen to. What are you doing?
Yeah, and if you read the news, it's every week you see somebody got busted for something because a police officer or detective saw it on social media.
Right.
Right.
And most of the time, they posted it themselves.
Yes, yes,
right.
Yes. Don't snitch on me. Yeah. I'm going to snitch on myself.
Right.
Because I'm going to get some likes.
Right.
Like, I think detective work now is following people on the internet.
It's idiotic.
I mean, it has to be a part of that job.
He must have been messed up or something to think that was a good idea.
I think the technical term is clout chasing.
Everybody out there, listen, I'm telling you right now, don't shoot people. Don't threaten people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be that person. All that's something that you need to hear down the line. But right now, whatever it is that you're choosing to do, stop. You've made it to the NFL. There's such a small minutia of people that make it to the league. You've made it there.
And you're there.
And someone is talking about you on Instagram, which is the equivalent of high school. You're a professional football player in the 2020 class, and you are now responding to somebody's IG post with, I will kill you.
With a gun.
Showing you what weapons I will use to kill you.
All three of them.
Like, come on.
Yeah, that's so
And I know that
stupid.
There are people out there who are doing things. He's making $3 million a year. You're making $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it on the internet is dumber.
Dumber?
Absolutely.
They could lose
as
their
dumb?
I would say dumber.
Okay.
Like, because now you only got $30,000. I'm about to lose $30,000. He got $3 million. Something's in the bank.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's dumber for me to have to pay my kids child support and then go on the internet and threatening somebody with a gun. Like, I mean, that's something that's the new, and it makes, I know this big homie moment is going to make me sound like, oh, my God, Orlando don't get it. Now, I'm telling you right now, dude, there are things that you just don't need to be doing, and this would probably be one. I think this is probably the new vibe that probably needs to go away.
You don't need to respond to everybody that says something about you online, by the way.
Yeah.
That's also another thing.
Boy, I'm telling you, there's some gems.
It's a lot of good stuff here.
This is the day.
This
is the day. Yes, this is safety day right here. Really.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.